Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Timothy 6. He talks about individuals in verse 5 who dispute, who have corrupt minds. This is 1 Timothy 6:5. They suppose that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. People begin here at this point to twist Scripture. He said, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. Like one fellow said, you never saw a hearse pulling a U-Haul. You can't take it with you. You brought nothing in, not even a stitch of clothes. And you're not taking anything out. Right? I mean, they might pile stuff in your coffin, but you're not even there. Somebody said, yeah, my body will be there. Like I said, you're not there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So because of that, you can see one reason why you shouldn't be so hung up on ownership. Because really, we're here for such a short time. We own nothing in the truest sense. We're just using it for a little while. Because we're only here for a short while. Right? And people that got full of the Spirit in the beginning of the days of the church in the book of Acts, it said that none of them said that what he had was my own, only mine.
Right.
Well, they had a revelation of that. So don't get hung up on, yeah, how many understand that sounds like a little baby anyway? Mine! It's mine! When you grow up, you don't think like that. You don't act like that. But he said, verse 9, now get this, verse 8, having food and clothes, let us be there with content. And they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. A lot of people grab that and say, well, then you don't want to be rich. Look at there. I mean, if you want to be rich, you're going to fall into all kind of foolish and hurtful lust. Well, what about everything we've been preaching and teaching for the last 15 or 16 sessions? What about all those scriptures? How many understand you can't take one verse or a half a verse and discount half the Bible? Right? No. What is the issue here? Let me read another translation of this to you. He said, they that will be rich. Notice that language. The Amplified says, those who crave to be rich. Another one says, those who set their hearts. And the word has to do with desire. Hold your place. Go back to Luke 12. Now, he just got through telling us, don't seek all that, but do what? Don't focus on the stuff and the things and just seek after that, but rather seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, and you won't have any of that stuff, but you'll be happy.
No,
what did He say? And all these things would be added to you. So does He want you to have the stuff or not? He does. So what's the problem then? Is the problem in having the stuff? Is the problem in being rich? No, the problem is what you seek after. The problem is your focus. Go back to Luke 12 and read verse 13. Luke 12:13. One of the company said to Jesus, Master, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. Have you ever heard of any squabbles? After somebody died, you see some of the ugliest stuff. at funerals and after. It's awful. People should be supporting each other and loving each other, but we're going to see why it is. Jesus said, "Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you?" He said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses." I don't care how much stuff you ever have, it will not make you happy. I don't care how much stuff you could accumulate. I don't care if you got 12 mansions, if you got 30 airplanes and 15 yachts, and you got so much money you can't keep track of it all. It will not satisfy you in your spirit. It will not give you a sense of value and purpose and fulfillment. Your life does not consist in the abundance of what you have. That's not what you are. That's just what you have. You know, I used to teach in the Bible school there at Raymond. There were these students, somebody relayed this to me after the fact. They were out talking. They were first year and just getting started. One fellow was supposed to have been testifying to the other student about how he had been blessed, but really he just bragging. And he went on and on about all the stuff he had and all the stuff he had. And finally, I guess one fellow was tired of hearing it. He said, "Well, so what?" He said, "Your pile of ashes will be bigger than mine." Because none of it's making it out of here. I mean, the elements are going to melt with fervent heat.
Yeah.
Right? It's just stuff. How many understand stuff? It's just stuff. Houses don't last forever. No. Cars don't last forever. Clothes don't last forever. It's just stuff.
Amen.
Not everybody acts convinced. But it's just stuff.
Yeah.
Here is the issue, friends. Actually, again, a quote from Brother Hagin. I'm quoting him tonight, I guess. In an experience he had with the Lord, he said the Lord told him, "If you'll learn how to be led of my spirit, I'll make you rich." And he said he hadn't heard that in the group he came up with. He hadn't heard that. That sounded strange to him. Make me rich? And he said the Lord knew his thoughts, of course. He said the Lord looked at him and said, "I'm not opposed to my children being rich. I'm opposed to their being covetous." And friend, this is the issue. I said, this is the issue. God's will is prosperous, wealthy, rich. Rich is not the problem. We're reading right there in 1 Timothy 6. Did you hold your place? Maybe I didn't tell you. 1 Timothy 6:10, the next verse we got to, what does it say? For money? Wealth, riches? No, the what? The love of money, is that associated with covetousness?
Yeah.
The love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Can you see what he's saying? He's not talking about it's bad to be rich. He's talking about people, they want to be rich more than they want God. They want money more than they want to please God. They want stuff more than they want to find out and do the will of God. And if that's the number one thing on your heart and priority, it'll pierce you with sorrows. You'll get off. You'll err because love of that and covetousness is the root of all kinds of evil and bad. He said, "But you, O man of God, flee these things, run from these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, fight the good fight of faith." Now skip down to verse 17. Verse 17, he's still talking about this. "Charge them that are rich in this world to see how quickly they can get rid of those riches, because you can't serve God. You can't be close to God." What? No. No. Just don't be high-minded. Don't think you're something else because you got some money. If you act different since you got the new car, if you act differently since you moved in the big house, then you ought to do some fasting and praying. Right? Because that house doesn't make you anybody. That car doesn't make you anybody. Right? It's stuff that you're just using temporarily. No, charge them that are rich in this world to do what? Don't be high-minded. Don't be puffed up. Don't be snooty. Don't trust in that money. But trust where? In the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy and do good. Be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come that they may lay hold on eternal life. There's nothing bad about that. That's all good. You're doing good with riches. Going to be rewarded for it later on. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now let's come back a little to Luke 12. Let's identify the real problem. I've said it before around here. Let's see if you remembered. I just got through saying it. But what is the, and you know I don't always use all-inclusive descriptors like that. What is the master key to God's prosperity? Matthew 6:33. Right? What? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added to you. Seek God first. Seek Him first. We read it. As long as they sought the Lord, they prospered.
Yes.
That's number one. Number one. I know Phyllis and I, we were so broke for so long and just struggled and struggled and struggled. And there is no question in my heart and mind when we begin to come out, when we begin to make the turn. I fell across the bed one evening. Nobody was there and just cried, wept, cried to the Lord. And I said, Lord, this is not right. I know it's not your will for us to struggle like this financially and materially. Help me. Have mercy on me. What I don't know, show me. Get me in contact with the right ministries or people or open the scriptures to me. Have mercy on me. Help me. How many know the Bible says when you call on the Lord with all your heart, He'll hear you? And He did. It seemed like for the next, it was years, the next 5 years or so, seemed like every day He was dealing with me and teaching me about this subject. And you know the first thing He told me, the first thing? Matthew 6:33 brought me right to the seek ye first. He said, many of my children know this, but many of them are not doing it. They're not practicing it. They know it, they can quote it, but they're not doing it. Just for instance, in the giving, you know, when people get paid. Many, many Christians, the first thing they think about when they get paid is my house payment, my kids, my insurance, my medicine, or my this, or, you know, we got to do this. And then somewhere down the line, and you know, we ought to give some. Well, you've already violated the first principle of prosperity. It has to be first.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Master Key and the Main Problem, you may write to War Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R702. That's R702, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.